Things are quiet at the former Schott Solar plant. The vast facility had fewer than 40 cars in the parking lot on a recent afternoon, the last of 250 employees laid off by the solar panel manufacturer at its vast plant south of Albuquerque, where operations are winding down. But over at Array Technologies, it's a very different story.
We have a very large amount of projects this year. We're probably going to double in size again this year. We've been on a very high growth rate for the last 4 or 5 years.
That's Ron Corio. He's the CEO of Array, which employs 120 people in Albuquerque manufacturing solar tracking systems. Those tilt photovoltaic panels like the ones made by Schott, so they get the maximum amount of sun throughout the day. That means getting more energy out of the solar panels, which convert light into electricity. And that's very attractive to companies building large installations, like utilities. Corio says for many years, Array did well just focusing on the residential market. But now its growth is coming from customers building those big projects.
We did recognize the utility scale business was there early on. We designed products to meet that, and I would say we are the world leader in this technology now.
Utility scale systems power hundreds or thousands of homes. Demand for solar by these companies is driven by state laws that require utilities to get more of their power from renewable sources like solar and wind. In New Mexico, utilities must get 10% of their energy from renewable sources. That jumps to 20% by 2020. So why is Array booming while companies like Schott and Solyndra, the bankrupt California firm, struggle? Corio says those firms manufactured solar panels or modules, and the prices for those have dropped through the floor.
So what has happened with modules is modules have become commoditized. So being a commodity, lowest price wins.
China now holds two-thirds of the market share in solar panels, undercutting what American manufacturers can charge. And there were huge drops in silicon prices, a major component in panels, as well as a decline in demand in Europe as some countries cut back subsidy programs. Corio says many of our consumer items already come from China. Why shouldn't solar?
It's just a sign of the times and what we've chosen to do, how we've chosen to manufacture our goods. We've chosen to go with cheaper goods than keep the jobs here. And, you know, solar is no different.
Those price declines are creating a boon for U.S. consumers, but also contributing to losses in manufacturing jobs here. Installing solar is a lot cheaper these days. The lower prices for solar have been a boon to installation companies, but they face increased competition, says Regina Wheeler, CEO of Positive Energy Solar in Santa Fe. Her firm's sales grew to $8.5 million last year. That was helped by consumers taking advantage of rebates that allow customers to recoup the cost of buying the systems. Wheeler says there are also state and federal tax credits, and those subsidies are key.
It's very important. You know, right now there's 30% federal tax credit, 10% state tax credit. If you added 40% of the cost of the system back to the consumer, that would make a big difference.
The state's largest electricity provider, Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM, offers a rebate to customers who install solar systems. For companies focused on New Mexico, business tends to go up and down based on those subsidies. But if you're big enough, you can diversify outside the state. That's one reason affordable solar will likely have $44 million in sales this year, says founder David Hughes. The Albuquerque firm does the majority of its work outside the state, installing solar systems and distributing to other installers.
This is nothing like it was when I had started, nor would I have ever believed we'd ever be here where we're powering hundreds of homes at a time instead of one home at a time.
Many of the incentive programs in New Mexico and nationally are due to expire at the end of 2016. Globally, incentives in general are starting to peter out, says Hughes, but he doesn't necessarily believe that's a bad thing.
If it can't eventually survive on its own, then it doesn't make sense.
But costs have also been dropping, Hughes says, and the sector is getting close to so-called grid parity, meaning the cost of solar is nearing the cost of other forms of energy. That shift may need to happen even sooner than advocates had planned if a change in national leadership brings an early end to incentives. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Megan Kamerick.